football on Off the Ball.
That's the minimum we're going to get, because we weren't great against Hungary, but we won the game.
Yeah.
Why did we win the game? Just effort. It was effort levels.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Imro award-winning sports program.
Off the Ball. This is News Talk.
What can I say? First of all, people. All my family loves it. And people, of course, when I came here first time, I meet people in my job. There was Gary Keegan, Billy Walsh, all those peoples, federation peoples, everybody. That was very positive for me. Environment was fantastic. And then boxers. I saw boxers, their eye, how they shining, they do learn and continue develop. 23 years, quite long. And what I'm thinking is take rest, think about this guy came here without language. I had no language, you know. And if I think about, could be very nice book for history, you know, as well. You know, I worked such with the best athletes. Can you imagine 2 times Olympic gold medal? Can you imagine what this means?
Yeah, now former head coach with the IABA, Zor Antia, speaking earlier today at a press conference. He said that he needed a rest, but he also revealed that he's been offered to stay on as a consultant from January, but is still deciding on whether to take on that role or not. But the bottom line is that he has announced that he is departing as head coach. He joined the IABA's high performance unit in 2003, and since that point, Ireland have had two incredibly successful decades, 10 boxing medals at the Olympics, possibly the high point in terms of statistics that paint a picture of the importance of the man. Former director of the high performance unit, Gary Keegan, will join us in just a moment. But first of all, world amateur silver medalist before embarking on a brilliant pro career, Jason Quigley is with us. Evening, Jason. How are you doing?
Good evening, Owen. How's the farm?
All good. So first of all, your reaction to hearing that news this evening, is it a big surprise to yourself?
Yeah, I think it's a... It is a big surprise, but when you actually look at it and look at the career that he's had as a coach and the length of time that he's been there, I think he's been there that long now. You think just that maybe he'll never leave, but when you actually think about the time and the period that he's spent and the achievements that he's had, you're like, yeah, fair enough. Maybe it is time to take a rest, Zor.
What was your first encounter with Zor?
I remember when I was first taken up to the Irish national team, you'd be in and out of the national setup, underage and things like that. But, you know, I remember Zor really took a fancy to me and got his eye on me when I won my first European gold medal. And I was up there and firstly was trying to understand him a little bit at the start was the big one. But, you know, the character that he was and, you know, the fun and the play that he brought into the training and into his learning. I like to call it his learning, you know, because that's really what he did with a lot of us fighters and the national team when he came over. You know, Ireland has always been known to have plenty of balls and plenty of heart. Like, but Zor helped us add a bit of skill and talent to that. And, you know, that was something special then. But yeah, I remember Zor just coming in and trying to tell me a certain combination on the bag or, you know, to do on the pads. And I was trying to get the combination right and trying to understand them at the start was the big one. But, you know, once we came over that, then it was great. And it was a great relationship I had with him. And I just can always remember Zor loved boxing. He loved training. He was so passionate about it. But there is one thing that I think was more passionate about and that he loved more was the lamb shanks next door in the canteen after training. he would have been the first man in before any of the rest of us could change.
Really happy to say Gary Keegan, former director of the High Performance Unit, is with us on the line. I'm not sure if you want to comment on the quality of the lamb shanks there, Gary.
they must have got better food after I left. I remember too many lamb shanks.
Thanks a million for joining us, Gary, as well. Take us back to your first time encountering Zor.
Well, when we set up the unit in 2003, the first job was to, I guess, hire two coaches, a head coach and a technical coach that could deliver the standard of coaching that we couldn't deliver here in Ireland at the time. And I'd been looking in around kind of the old Soviet states, because that's where some of the best coaching technicians were. And there was a guy called Dan O'Connell, who was an international referee, who had a good friend who was also an international referee in Georgia, and actually lived in the same town as Zor did, and both of them grew up together and were in boxing all their lives. And he told me about this Georgian coach, who at the time was the national coach of Georgia. And he said, you've got to see him, you've got to meet him, you've got to interview him. So we found a way to get him over to Ireland. I remember we paid his fare just to get him here, and we paid for his interpreter. He didn't have much English at the time. We gave him three tasks. We gave all the coaches three tasks as part of that interview process. One was to design a taper plan coming into a major event. The other was to do a Q&A and a formal interview. And then the final piece was to go onto the gym floor with the interview board and to coach five or six boxers through the second last day of that taper plan. And he struggled in the Q&A, but got through it. He absolutely killed it with the training plan. It was better than anything else that anyone else had produced.
What was he doing?
Sorry?
What was he doing in this training plan that set him apart?
Well, it's just his understanding of the science, the physiology of boxing, and the language he was using around the technical development of the boxers, and what type of sessions he'd be running in that taper period. It was just so well structured, so well put together. And obviously it was all in English, because he'd done the work to get someone to translate it for him in advance of sending it in as part of the interview process. But when he got on, I'm not sure the interview board were convinced because of his language challenges at that time. But he had lots of personality. I remember that he told me afterwards that someone had brought him out for a few pints of Guinness the night before, and it was his first time to taste Guinness, and he wasn't feeling too well the next morning. But when he got on the floor with the boxers, and as I suspected, the language of boxing is universal. And he just had these young lads eating out of his hands within minutes. And the board was starting to shake their head positively, affirming that this guy was the guy for us. And we were very lucky, because I believe we got what I believe is the number one technical coach in the world, without question. And his tactical nous, in terms of his tactical strategies, were also above anything else that anyone else had. One of the reasons why we hired him was we wanted access into these Eastern Bloc boxing nations, and he was the key to open that door. But primarily it was to have, I guess, a coach that could take the standards of our skill set up to a whole new level, and he certainly did that.
The number one technical coach in the world, Jason, how did you notice the evidence of that in your training with him?
Yeah, it was phenomenal. He did things and he told us things that we thought were no-gos. Sometimes the last thing you should do is throw a backhand before any jab or any lead hand or any setup before that. And Kenny Egan mightn't like me saying this, but it was whenever I was sparring Kenny that Zor started to tell me to do this. And I firstly opened up my eyes and I'm like, geez, I'm in with Kenny here and you're asking me to throw my backhand first and then my lead hand. And it worked first day. I threw it, and I think because maybe Kenny wasn't expecting it. But it was, as Gary said as well, it was his, he might not have great English, but he had a great character and he had a great way with us fighters. Like, it was real, not a jokey or laughy way, but he kind of did things with a smile and did things with a bounce. And, he was passionate about it as well. And you could feel that passion, coming through him in it, and his want for you to do well, his want for you to be able to do the combination that he asked. You were near doing it for him as much as you were doing it for yourself as well, which I think was a secret recipe there. And I really think, you know, his tactics was unbelievable. You know, the way, and the way that he was able to understand the Soviet fighters as well, I think was a massive one for us, because they were just so schooled, they were so disciplined. You know, they did the basics to 100% all the time. So we were able to kind of get an inside feel into all of this and to kind of be able to work it out and how to get by it. So thanks very much, Gary, for setting Zara in there for us for that. But yeah, no, it was fantastic. Like, he really, really was. And I know this is about Zara, but I don't think the success could have came without Billy and Zara together as well. Yes. You know, I think the both of them just, it was a dream team. Like, it really, really was. And I don't know if there could ever be a duo like them ever again. I hope there is, for Irish boxing or for any sport that's out there. I really hope that there is. But, you know, the way that Billy had the Irishness, he had the rawness, you know, he had that passion. Zara had it as well. But, you know, Billy was able to kind of get to us fighters in a different way because he was Irish, because he understood us. He understood our culture. He understood the way we were. And Zara wasn't longer understanding our culture either and the way we were and blended in perfectly also. But the way that Zara was able to give us those techniques, give us that structure, and for Billy to be able to add on top of that, then that chemistry and mold into us, you know, it definitely was out of this world. Like, it was one of the best duo that I've definitely ever worked with in any that I have ever seen. And, you know, Gary was the brains in there behind it too, putting them together. So it's a massive credit to Gary and the two lads and the whole setup involved.
Yeah, did you notice the bromance immediately, Gary, between Zara and Billy?
Well, Billy taught him bad language before he left. Sure. Both of them are 1 year older than me. I won't reveal their ages, but we both had children at the same ages as well, similar ages. But the friendship that was developed within that coaching group, and I include myself in that, the friendships will last a lifetime. The respect that they had for each other was phenomenal, and the chemistry worked really well. In fact, the Georgian culture is not dissimilar to our own. They're very curious people, very kind of connected to their history and their traditions. They're very social. You know, Zor can sit down at a piano and play classical music. He can put a guitar in his hand and he can sing to his heart's content. He just brings people, he draws them in. And I've said earlier, the belief that he instilled in the boxers that he worked with was incredible. They absolutely believed in him. There wasn't a boxer ever in the gym that didn't want to work with him. And the partnership that him and Billy had was unique and special. They almost knew what each other were thinking, and they allowed each other to have the space that they required to do their jobs really, really well. There was nobody trying to compete against the other. Both of them were a real partnership and a real team. And I think we got incredibly lucky. I know when we started the program, I wanted an Irish coach to lead it because I didn't feel that we could hold an international coach here for the time it would take to really embed the system. But we did a lot of work to ensure that Zori never left these isles by bringing his family over and getting them settled. And it's just been, it's a great legacy piece for Irish sport, not just for Irish boxing. I think Irish boxing has had an impact on the other Olympic and Paralympic sports that have come through the system. And Zori has had such a part to play in that.
Like, it really is one of the most successful sports stories of the 21st century, the success of Irish amateur boxers and what Zor, what Billy have done over the course of those couple of decades. Like, you immediately think when this conversation comes up today about some of the great Irish coaches and specifically some of the great coaches that have come from other places to Ireland to succeed. And I know, Gary, you're steeped in the rugby game as well as everything that's in your past as well at the moment. And you think immediately of Joe Schmidt and Andy Farrell and how brilliant they've been for Irish rugby. Like, it does feel that Zor is both of those people rolled into one when it comes to Irish boxing.
No, he's everything and more. And there's very few people that are irreplaceable. But because of his unique character, and as described earlier, his passion was just, it sweats out of him. He lives and breathes the sport, and he lives and breathes improvement and how to get better. And he's always innovating on his techniques. And he'll be really a big loss to Irish sport and to Irish boxing, there's no doubt. But I do believe that he's handed his knowledge down to coaches who have worked with him over the last, 8 to 10 years. And hopefully we have some very strong coaching people who can step in and kind of lead the way based on the legacy he's left behind.
Can I ask Jason, out of interest, when Zor is talking you through the psychology of the former Soviet nation fighters, what's he telling you? Well, like that's such a fascinating thing that you said a few minutes ago, that he is telling you what they're thinking and or giving you some insights into their psychology.
Yeah, it was mainly, you know, the technique of them and, you know, understanding their game plans, because the Soviet nations, when I was, don't like to say when I was back then, because it makes me sound a bit older, but you know, back when I was on the Irish team, and they're like, you know, when you were fighting Russian, Ukrainian, Georgian, like, they all kind of had a very similar style, whereas now, you know, they've kind of adapted a little bit more and they've changed and mixed things up, whereas, you know, back then it was more, you know, very one-dimensional. They were very good at the basics and did everything, you know, as I said earlier, 100%. But I think, as Gary was saying as well, it was the confidence that we got. Like, we always knew, as I said, you know, we had the heart, we had the balls, we got in there, we were never going to lie down. That was just fact with majority, 90% Irish fighters. But we nearly felt invincible whenever we were able to do what these Soviet nations were able to do, because that was all that they were able to beat us on, was just this technique, this skill pattern that they had that we had never learned, or barely. The only time we seen it was when we came up against it. But now we were starting to learn this day in, day out. It wasn't just one training camp in Russia and try and take that home and, you know, work on those things. It was day in, day out, was Zor's passion there to really bring us to the next level. And beyond that, you know, he really wanted to create champions and really wanted us to go out there and be the absolute best we could be. So that's where we really got that confidence in, you know, with Zor, just knowing those Soviet countries and being able to speak the language, you know, it brought that sense of calm and not as much intimidation to us whenever we would go into these countries again, or, you know, whenever we would come into a group of Russian fighters, Georgian fighters, Ukrainian fighters, that Soviet base. It really brought that confidence in us. And as I says, you know, just having them there and knowing that we were learning exactly what these Russian and Ukrainians and Georgian teams were always beating us on. Now we were getting up to date on that, and now we were good at that, if not even better than some of these fighters over there.
Gary, I know you've been out of the system for a while. So notionally speaking, what do you think is next for a high performance unit like the one that we have here in Irish boxing? Like, obviously yourself and Billy Walsh and Bernard Dunn have come through those doors, had a lot of success and left maybe earlier than a lot of people would have liked. I know Zora said today that he's exhausted, he wants a bit of rest, so there's no acrimony or anything behind this exit, but maybe there's an opportunity to just discuss how Ireland continues to be ahead of the curve and maybe manages to rediscover its peak when it comes to amateur boxing.
Well, I don't think there's any other kind of option but to figure it out. And the space that will be left by Zori, and that's my kind of I don't call him Zor, I call him Zori. But I think the space that's got, the void that will be left as he departs will be significant. But people have to step up and take responsibility to keep this system and this program alive and continuing to do what it has done in the past, and if not more than that. And there's some exceptional talent, especially in the women's squad within the program. So I'm sure the IIBA will be all over it. And as I said, Zora's not walking out of that gym without leaving coaches behind that he is prepared and trained to take this program over. So I'm sure they'll get things together and get things right, because you have 23 years of IP within that program, and it's a very, very different space than it was 20 odd years ago, and everybody has left it better than they found it, and has already been an exemplar of that. But yeah, it won't be easy, but I'm sure there are coaches who are biting at the bit to get at it and take some leadership and responsibility for it.
Yeah, that is definitely one of the striking things about the success of Zor or Zori is the fact that high performance sport, correct me if I'm wrong here, Gary, but kind of feels like it was in its infancy, never mind boxing, but kind of the high performance mindset was in its infancy a quarter of a century ago. So the amount of change in 2.5 decades just must be extraordinary. And for somebody to still have been at the cutting edge of that is quite remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at, there's obviously Jason has highlighted Billy, and the role that he's played in Irish boxing is incredible, from his boxing days to his coaching days at a club level to what he's done on the international stage. So we've produced some incredible people as part of that program. And I believe Irish sport is, you know, it's gone in the right direction. Our mindset has shifted. Our athletes expect to be competing for podium places across a whole number of sports. And that's something to be very proud of, and something to continue to support and invest in, because I think our future is bright, largely because, not just because of the structures, systems and expertise that we have around our athletes, but I believe the mindset of Irish sports people on the international stage is grown exponentially.
Jason, final word to yourself, your general thoughts on what's next for this high performance unit in terms of the fighters, the coaches, anything you'd like to see? Are you optimistic about it? Are you a bit negative about it? What are you generally thinking in the post-Zor world at the high performance unit?
Yeah, look, Zor is without a doubt a massive loss, but as we've said now, that the teachings that Zor has give not only the fighters, the coaches, but the whole team in a general aspect is massive. And Gary hit the nail on the head. It's time now for the Irish team to step up. It's about them figuring this out. How can we move forward? How can we continue to grow? How can we continue to improve? How can we continue just keep getting better? Each training session, each round robin tournament, each friendly that they have, and then just going in and peeking at these majors, European Worlds and Olympic Games. I think that it's vital now for the Irish team and the setup to appreciate the time that Zor has given everybody that he's crossed paths with, even the fighters that sometimes weren't on the national team that would come in. You know, he's always had that time, but definitely now it is time to thank and appreciate Zor, but also for the national team and the people involved now to really step up to the mark and to really continue to move forward in this sport and keep that Irish name up at the top where it belongs.
For sure. That is Jason Quigley, world amateur silver medalist, and also Gary Keegan, former director of the High Performance Unit. Gents, thanks so many for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break.
Off the Ball on News Talk.